You are now listening to the Project Kuwait.
To the Project Kuwait.
To the Project Kuwait.
Where we stop at nothing to bring you the right facts on health, fitness, and psychology. Featuring some of the world's most experienced professionals. So you can learn, lift, and live. With your hosts, Meg, Dr. D, and Mehdi.
We are jamming and talking about the new coronavirus.
That's right. We're trying to help people understand not to panic and how you can really deal with this epidemic in a much more healthier way than panicking.
Yeah, and I kind of err on the side of caution with this, but you can listen to the entire episode. We discuss a whole bunch of things from what you're seeing on social media to what people are doing and buying all the toilet paper, which we've figured.
Trying to figure out why.
Dr. D dropped the joke that her friend told her of, you know, Corona is in your chest, not your ass. So let's live to that. So don't forget to leave us a rating and review after that and enjoy the episode.
Enjoy.
All this and more in today's episode.
Corona, not the beer. Second take. Yeah, second take. It's the meme, the Corona bottle in the freezer with the masks on. There's so many memes coming out.
Yeah, like, that's why my friend, the only Corona I want is that cold one in the refrigerator.
So anyways, how's the holiday for you, Dr. D?
I mean, it's nice. Actually, I feel like there are some positive things. I've been spending more time with my kids. I've been cleaning. All the time.
You cleaning?
Oh my God, I've realized how much this girl doesn't really clean. And I feel like it needs to, now I'm sure she hates me being here. Seriously. My housekeeper hates me being at home. I mean, obviously I'm not home all the time. Thank God I have two different jobs. I think she's saying, thank God.
Yeah.
You bitch. She just can't say that to me.
Ooh, you're swearing a lot on the podcast.
I have not. I've only used this word.
Well, you said in the last few podcasts.
Did I say what?
I got you to say dick. I got you to say dick. I've gotten you to drop some F-bombs.
You are a bad influence.
I've gotten you to say, you said bitch too. That was a harsh one. And then my favorite, verbal diarrhea, which I'm still waiting for Emmanuel to create a song. But yeah.
But seriously, so I feel like with this coronavirus and everyone wants to disinfect things, and I feel like, and since we don't have university, I teach 2 days, so I'm home. But I keep myself busy. Like, I have so many errands. I've been using this time to spend time with my kids, run my errands, do all the things, and making sure that I check every dirt in the house.
So you're doing.
And the house is spotless. Seriously, there are corners that haven't been cleaned for years. I have cleaned them because I'm tired of asking her to do it. Don't you love like when you say, please, can you do this? Yes, madam, I just do it. I did it and I know she didn't do it. So finally, but she's a great person. My kids love her. She's a great cook. So I figured I'll just do it. I'm home. So yeah. This morning, since 7:30, I had a radio interview on the radio. I mean, on the phone. And we talked about Corona. And then after that, I thought, I have all this time. I'm not going to go back to sleep. So I think I drove her crazy.
Oh my God.
How about this? How about that? And she was like, okay, I'm sure she's thinking, is Corona really getting to you? I told her, we got to disinfect. We got to make sure things are clean, you know? But I'm sure not because of Corona. I just feel like this is a good time for me. I feel like I'm on summer vacation, but okay. Local. Usually summer vacation, we're traveling. So I don't get to do these details.
So your OCD has fully kicked in.
I am definitely. And it's getting worse with age, to be honest.
Really?
Yes, I've noticed that. And there is a lot of research that says OCD gets worse with age. It doesn't get better.
Oh, it doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, so.
I just get grumpier with age. Like, I'm turning into more of an asshole. Like, I'm more on the lines, like, of an asshole.
Just now you're an asshole?
No, in general. But no, all right, so I go to the bank today, right? And I park my car in the little desert dirt parking lot. And there's like this little like space that cars can drive through so they can park in this dirt parking lot. Now, the dirt parking lot only takes like 10 cars. So I get out of the bank and there is this asshole in a brand new Mercedes that had parked right in the entrance and exit. No one can get in or out.
Are you serious?
So I turn my car.
What narcissist?
I know. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
Did he leave a number, though?
No, he didn't leave a number. That was even worse.
Is he serious? He's probably thinking, I'm just going in for 2 minutes. He just doesn't realize.
He wasn't in the bank, though.
Oh, my God.
He was not in the bank. So I turned my car around, and I'm like, if DJ was not with me, I swear to God.
I would have inflated his tires.
No, I would have just pushed the car out of the way with my Jeep. I don't give a shit. My car's 10 years old. He was driving a brand new Mercedes.
So did you ever find out who this guy is?
No, someone
don't you
from
hate
the-
people do this here all the time. Used to see at the university. What the hell? They'll park. I mean, just leave a number for God's sake. No, sometimes they leave a number and they don't even answer the phone.
Yeah, no, that's the worst part. I learned this from my dad. Okay, when I used to own my little Toyota Yaris years ago, we were at Gaucho Grill eating lunch and some guy had parked behind me, so I couldn't really get out. But that coffee's too strong, isn't it? Just add some water to it.
It'd be cold.
So the dude's parked behind me. My dad gets out. I'm like, oh, now I got to wait for this guy, whatever. My dad's like, just give me your keys. So I gave my dad the keys. And it was a nice car. I don't remember what it was. And my father gets in my car and he literally just starts friggin' punching it into this guy. Like he backed up into his bumper so that it was tapping. And then he just starts pumping it, wheels spinning and everything, moves the car back like an inch and then just, all right, here, you can go home now. And I'm like, that's where I learned it from. And you know what? Some people fucking deserve it.
Did that guy ever come on and say, what the hell are you
no.
doing? See?
I don't understand how people can do that.
Do you not? Maybe he didn't notice it was an entrance.
The guy that parked in front of us?
Yeah, you. Like the guy that parked at the
today?
Bank. Yeah.
He's an asshole. There's no way. The guy from the bank saw me backing out. He called me and he goes, I'll see if he's here at the bank. He calls me back. He says, no, he's not here at the bank. So I'm just like, all right, you know, what am I going to do now? And then luckily someone in the bank was parked in the dirt parking lot. So they pulled out so we can get out through the curb, like just jump down.
And nothing happens to this guy. See, this is what it, and that guy is somewhere. And when he comes out, he'll never know what mess he has made.
No, I left him a note.
Oh, you left him a note?
Oh, I left him a note. Okay. I left him a note.
In Arabic and in English?
No, it was in Arabic. It was because it was 100%. It was a Kuwaiti. I saw the misbah. 100% Kuwaiti. Brand new Mercedes.
Okay.
With a misbah, that's a Kuwaiti.
Okay.
Or an Arab. Let's just say an Arab.
So did you call him you asshole?
No. I was very polite about it. I said, I was very polite about
did
it.
Did you leave your number?
No, I didn't leave my number. I should have left my number. I should have left. That would have been a good idea. So DJ looks at me. DJ's in the car too.
Of course.
So he goes, wow, daddy, you just gave him a ticket. I was like, oh yeah, you bet I did. And he was like, you gave him a ticket? He was like, that's really good. Good job, daddy. I'm like, yeah. I was like, he was a bad guy, daddy.
See, but that's a good role model. But you know, if in the US, you could have called the police here. Can you call the police?
Yeah, if you want to wait an hour.
I mean, but would they do anything about this?
No, maybe they would boot his car.
Maybe.
Maybe they would call a tow truck, but I highly doubt anyone would go to that extent. But if it was in the US, you're right. Within 5-10 minutes, a tow truck would be there towing his ass away.
Of course. And they can't wait till they give you a ticket.
Oh yeah. Oh, 100%. I go to the gas station on my way to work every morning, right? Now there's this one little spot, fill up your tire with air. And then I park there. I'm filling up my tire with air. I look up and there's three cars parked behind me. I couldn't even get out.
Oh my God.
Because they went
wrong
into
with
the
these
store.
People?
And it's like,
are they not seeing you pumping air in your tires?
It's not even that. Like, why double park behind somebody?
Because they're lazy and they don't want to look and they think that they're just going in for 1 minute. It's never 1 minute. By the time you go in, by the time you find the thing you want, by the time you stand in line for the cashier and you pay, it's probably 10 to 15 minutes. And they're just like, people here are not considerate.
No, they're not. 100%.
I mean, there's a lot of people unconsiderate. Like, okay, it's the same thing that happens in the university. I mean, we already have a problem parking. And then you're like, especially like if you're in a hurry to get somewhere and you go out and you see that someone's parked behind you and you don't know who the hell that is. I mean, how are you going to figure that one out?
Yeah, it's a pain in the ass.
And then you have to stay and then you got to call the security. And of course, security doesn't know what to do. Or people like drive like crazy. And you know how many times they've like scratched my car, bumped my car.
Yep.
It's not worth driving a nice car. I mean, I'm always surprised like my students driving these nice cars. Forget it. I drive my old Nissan, it's better. I cannot imagine.
Me and Hay are in the dilemma. Right now, I need a new car. So we've turned into a Volvo family. Apparently.
Yeah, I like Volvo.
It's a great car.
My son loves the Volvo.
It's an amazing car. We got the S90.
Truck. I like the truck. Yeah.
Yeah. We got the S90. Hay stole that from me.
Oh, she did?
She did. She took it from me. And now she wants the cute little Jeep. So I was like, all right, my Jeep is pretty much like, it's got 240,000 kilometers.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, it's taking a beat. And right now, every time it goes in for maintenance, it's costing me like 200-300 kd more for mounts and this and that and this. So it's like, it's gotten to that point where it's
traded in.
Yeah. Where it's turned into a drain. So we're thinking of getting the Volvo. And it's like, but do I really want to spend that money?
Do you really want to put payments? Well, it's not the right time with Corona. Look, I was reading these financial speculation, of course, everything. Like I was reading in the US, not here, but how like a lot of investors are like going to wait and they don't want to invest. And they're worried about, they don't know what this is going to cause. And you know, a lot of businesses are going to go out of business because, especially here, have you noticed like a lot of restaurants are empty? No one's eating. So I feel like...
No way, everyone's always eating quick.
But you know, what has increased is the home delivery.
Yeah.
But what has decreased is eating in. So some restaurants are doing really well with eating in. I mean, home delivery, but others aren't.
Yeah, if you have
so delivery, a lot of these people have just opened... And don't have like set reputation, for example, they're not going to sustain.
No, 100%.
And even in the US, they were saying that there's a lot of financial reports right now saying that maybe it's not recession, not in the old way of recession that we think. But if people stop going out and people are scared and people are not going to spend money and help with the financial spending of the country, of course, a lot of businesses will close. Which one will sustain are the bigger ones, the ones that have been in existence for a long time. So I feel like I don't know if it's a good time to invest even in a car.
No, I mean, car. Look, these are safe.
I mean,
safe.
That's payments.
These are safe bets. When you look at it from a financial perspective, like buying real estate right now, I wouldn't buy real estate right now. Like that's something.
Anywhere.
Because right now, with the coronavirus, with everything else, you have people that are in a panic. What do people do? They hold on to money.
Yeah.
They hold on to their goods. They overstock on toilet paper, Dettol.
I want to understand why toilet paper. The other day, my friend in Australia had on his Facebook live video where he was taping all these people that were like in one of the supermarkets there, and they were like rushing to get toilet paper.
I think that's the first thing people buy. I would opt to like condensed milk.
My friend is like, Corona in your chest, not in your ass.
That's a good one. So true.
He's like, people. So I know, and he's funny. Like these people don't even know him, and he's like, look, people, you don't understand. Corona is in your chest, not in your ass. But it's true. So most people are running. And there was like a lot of these footages that you see on social media. By right now, most, even like at Target and Walmart, right? They're grabbing the toilet paper, the sanitizer.
Was it Charmin or like something for baby wipes in the States was sold out across America last week? Look, and I get it. I understand. The panic has been created by social media. Let's get that straight.
Of course, the media.
However, on the other hand, in the bigger picture, maybe this is a good little drill for everybody in the world. Like, if something like this actually did happen, what would we do? Our government's handling this right. In my opinion, I think shutting down airports, nobody in, nobody out, I think that should have been done a long time ago in Wuhan when it started out in China. It should have been shut down. My sister's in Boston, and there are people that had a business meeting in Wuhan like a few weeks ago, and they came back and they infected 14 people or quarantined in Norwood now in Massachusetts because these assholes came back from China. It's the world's too
maybe because,
small.
Yeah, or maybe because they didn't really understand the seriousness, even though when it started in China, lots of people were dying. It was infected. I mean, us being here, like when I used to hear it on the news, maybe because I heard it as China and it's there, so we assume that it has nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
But we forget that how people travel and how people go from place to place. And even though I never thought that it was going to be epidemic, to be honest. At first, I thought it was a Chinese problem.
Yeah.
And they need to deal with it. And there, they didn't deal with it very well.
They didn't close
a lot of their transportation because it was like the Chinese New Year and people were traveling for that at that time when it really hit big.
It hit in December, by the way.
Yes.
It was in China in December.
Right.
They didn't close shit down until what, February?
That's right. So, after they wanted people to travel for their new year. which then, you know, but then after that is like, or like, you know, the ideas is that they it seems like even with these people who are traveling, like when, so what they were doing in the U.S. in John F. Kennedy, for example, or even in San Francisco, they were measuring their temperature before they if they come, they were only looking at people that were coming from China. So it's passengers. But now we know this, like you can come back and just got, you're infected, but your symptoms don't show for 14 days. So these people that they were like screened might have not had any symptom there. Like you don't have to have high temperature when you just have it.
No.
And in 14 days you would. And then they let them go. Yeah. There was no quarantine. There was no, let's put you away in a hospital for 2 weeks. Nothing. And that's why it spread so quickly.
Oh, no, 100%. It's, look, there are two schools right now. There are two people. There's my wife, Heya, who is like, look, it's not that big. It's a flu. You know,
it is. People, it's like exactly like the flu. And more people die of the flu.
More people. That's what she keeps saying. But let's look at it this way. One, I don't think hospitals are ready to deal with like the masses if they all get this as a new bug or a new disease. Two, they're more worried about the elderly. People over 60 have a higher death rate with this. That's where I worry. That's where I look at it and I'm like, I get it. I understand it from my perspective that they don't want masses of people to die when it is preventable and you can like prevent it from taking flight in the community. But on the other hand, I think people are overdoing it to an extent, you know, like shutting down the borders and doing all this crazy shit. Like,
I mean, I think that people are panicked and so they don't know what to do. And we just have the tendency to do more extreme thing. I mean, when you close schools for 2 weeks or even a month now, soon it seems like.
I wish I was a kid right now.
Yeah, but then, you know, you sound like my kids. But then you have to understand that you got to make this up somehow. And it's going to shorten your summer
break.
That's what
I told my kid's principal. I said, I'm paying a pretty dime for him to go to your school. You know, yeah. I was like, I don't mean to sound like an asshole, but... are you guys going to make this up to us? Are they going to make up the school? Are we going to get money back? Like, how's this going to work?
Yeah, exactly. And they have to figure that out.
They do. Because my point is kids develop more through the environment that they're in. And DJs develop so much, you know, like.
Of course. And now you're wondering, a month off and then they're going to extend it a couple of more weeks. They can't extend beyond July because it gets really hot here. So you have to think about what are they planning to do? How are they going to make this up? But what I'm saying is like when you close schools and then when everyone is like listening to social media and people, I mean, a lot of people are ignorant. And instead of going to the proper websites like the Ministry of Health or even the World Health Organization, you get people to just...
Dr. D, you checking your phone?
No, I got a phone call.
Oh, you got a phone call.
See, I got to call my daughter.
I got to call you out. See, I don't look at my phone on the podcast.
Well, I don't either, but when you get a phone call...
Now you looked at it again. And it's I'm just joking.
It's for my daughter. But I mean, what I'm saying is like, you know, I think that we were bombarded by a lot of... Everything you open. You open Facebook, someone's talking about corona. And there's always these like... rumors, it's this, it's that, it's this. And then so if you don't have a lot of it, if you haven't educated yourself a lot or aware of the proper reason or what is coronavirus, then you're going to believe everything you get. I mean, I have clients that are like, they're in these family groups and they bombarded by different links and what is going to cure coronavirus. You should eat garlic and I don't know what. Someone else says this type of bukhur, I heard, it will help you. Like, you know, I mean, come on, people. Like, seriously, do you really think?
The masses are ignorant.
The masses is ignorant. Why is everyone wearing a mask? I mean, we have doctors who are professionals who have so many times have gone on social media and said, look, the mask is not something for regular people to be wearing. You only wear it, just like if you had the flu, which, you know, people, a lot of times they don't wear the mask. But if you had the flu, you should be wearing the mask so that way you're not contagious.
Yeah,
so if you have the symptoms and if you're not feeling well, you wear it. Or if you're going to a very crowded place where you're worried about, you don't know who's around you. Other than that, you should not be wearing the mask. And I've seen people wear the mask wrong. Some people don't even have their nose covered. They have only their mouth covered. And it's like, I don't know. It's just like, it's the fashion. Like, everyone's wearing a mask. I should wear a mask. People don't really educate themselves.
I'm going to wear a cool elevation mask.
Oh, you are?
It does nothing, but, like, it's... I'm going to wear a cool mask.
For what?
Just to go with the fashion, like you said. No, you know what?
I mean, it's so funny.
We need to talk to Gucci and Louis Vuitton and Chanel to create masks. They would make a killing
right
now.
Oh, my God. You know how many people would be wearing it just for style?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my God. But, you know, like, it's so funny. Like, you're driving and you see these, like, even taxi drivers, they have it on their nose, you know, all day long. Can you imagine wearing this mask because you're worried about they're transporting people in the car?
Yeah.
But the idea is that if they don't have anything, it's not going to help you. It's only if you have symptoms, and people don't know that. I mean, if you sanitize, look, if you go on the proper website.
If you're wearing a mask and someone coughs in your face, the mask is kind of going to protect you a little bit.
It might not.
It might not, but you at least you're... I would rather... See, I'm on the side of caution. I'd rather...
You're not walking around with a mask.
No, I don't walk around with a mask, but I'd rather like err on the side of caution at the end of the day, but...
I mean, obviously, if you're sick, don't be around. So if someone is sick, you shouldn't be taking that taxi and putting the risk of the taxi driver.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the common sense should be. But if you wash your hands, sanitize, don't touch your face. Everyone says that. The World Health Organization says the only way you can transport this virus to yourself is through touching.
Touching or
so
whatever.
So don't touch
yeah.
your eyes. Don't touch your nose. Don't touch your lips. Okay, these are simple things that you need to follow. And if you can follow these things, that's it. But there are people sitting and thinking about the future and what is this going to mean about this? And are we going to, you know, just the same thing as like I'm thinking, how am I going to make up this like 1 month of class? But to be honest, I don't care. I'm just going to wait for the proper authority to tell me how to do it and I'll do it. And I'll do the best I can. But people don't think like that. Most people are panicked, not because they think they're going to die of it. They're just panicked because they don't know what the future brings. Because people can't handle unpredictable things. And so if they're feeling like it's unpredictable, they don't know what's going to happen. But to be honest, today when I was on the radio, I said something like, I'm kind of happy. Not that we have corona, but I'm happy that we have an epidemic distress. Because for me, I feel like we raise our kids with a lot of like, you know, a flowery vision. A lot of parents I know, when they have problems, they exclude the kids from it because they don't want the kids to be stressed over family problems, financial problems, marital problems. What we do is we shelter our kids so much that we never introduce them to any trauma. And the last time, maybe we talked about it. And you know how big I am on the psychological immune system. I feel like this is really going to help all parents because it's an epidemic. They cannot shelter their kids from it. And maybe we can use it to our advantage by teaching our kids, what do you do in a time of stress and anxiety? You know, I have a conversation with my kids, like my daughter, so funny. The other day, she's like, Mom, do you know how coronavirus happened? Well, there was this Chinese guy who ate a live bat. And this live bat had the virus. And then he caught it. And then they took his soul and put it in the freezer. I mean, she's small and she doesn't understand. I said, they took his soul. I said, I didn't think that you can put a soul in the freezer. And she's like, I don't know, Mom, but it's something inside just pointing to the heart, right?
Oh, my God.
I realized, you know, the idea is that what's happening is that they probably don't understand this. And it's my job to sit and talk to them. And I told her, look, from now on, when you're with your friends, why don't you just play? I don't want to have anyone talk about coronavirus. You have any questions about it? Talk to me. Because I think this is the time where we can like really explain to them. We can be the one educating them, not having them go online and looking at these like, I mean, what the hell? What, a couple of weeks ago, was it? Where's this guy just standing there and suddenly faints and dies? There was a video.
I've seen
he didn't even have
those.
Coronavirus. After a while, they found out it was an old video.
Yeah.
And it was nothing to do with coronavirus. What the hell?
I got a video someone sent. Oh, this is the current situation in this country. People sleeping on the side of the road and dead. And I was like, dude, that looks like Mexico and someone got shot by the mafia. Like, there's no way. But
yes, it's true.
I mean, you're going to get the whack jobs right now.
Well, I mean, the
conspiracy people. Which
but who
I'm
would
loving.
Put that video? I mean, that's seriously. So ever since then, at that time, we didn't even have any corona cases. Here, right? So the idea is like, I remember this client's like, can you imagine? This is what's happening in China. People standing and you just faint. I mean, this is like all these things that are not really accurate. And at that time, it's like, you know, I didn't really, wasn't like pursuing a lot about understanding Corona. And then I was like, really? They just faint? And people really understand that this is like real and this is what happens to you and you can die suddenly of it.
It's because it's a low education level. You know,
of course.
It's a lesser education. It's for people that are more susceptible and gullible to this stuff.
Yes.
Which there's nothing, look, there's nothing wrong with it because some people need to survive off of this drama. Like, for instance, my mother. I love talking about my mother. So this is my mother's jam, by the way.
It is?
Like, she's better than CNN with reporting stuff.
But are they accurate?
No. Like,
No.
I'd say about
50%. This time, I'm not saying anything about your mom because she doesn't like me already. She doesn't like me, doesn't like Heya. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm not saying nothing
it's
about
my
her.
Mom. She's all right. But her, she's, and I love conspiracy people and like the whack job people. I'm not calling my mother a whack job, but I'm saying she believes in conspiracy theories. So she believes it's the Illuminati trying to kill off humanity. The aging population.
Uh-huh.
And this is their way of doing it by creating a virus that only attacks older people. Now, I mean, some of this crazy crap can be true at times. You know, we found out like through different things, but in general, I wouldn't believe anything until I kind of like saw proof of it. Like that's the important thing.
Right. But maybe she's right. You know, we do. It is kind of populated.
It's kind of weird. Yeah, we are overpopulated. But
for once, I'm saying your mom is right. But see, this is the conspiracy theory, right? Of like, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, we're overpopulated. The earth can't handle us all. And this is like a way of like eliminating the elderly.
And like, yeah, it's sad, but true. We are overpopulated like crazy. We definitely are overpopulated. And is this the world's form of population control? Maybe. Maybe it was some guy that ate a bat that had, and he got infected.
Is that true? Yeah.
I call it the bat shit virus.
Is it really someone ate bat?
I don't know.
I thought someone ate a snake.
I have no idea. I don't know if it was a bat. I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be one. But I just call it the bat shit virus for a reason. I'm going to make a t-shirt that says bat shit virus coming your way. But like in general, we can't predict these things, but if we take precautions, we're fine. And I don't know. I mean, you could get hit by a bus. That's what I said to Hay. I was like, look, we could be walking down the street, get hit by a bus, or we could get Corona.
Well, it's true.
The odds are pretty much the same, you know, if you really think about it.
But if you really think about the statistics, more people died of eating disorder last year, of hunger. 400,000, did they say?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about 10,000 cases of people died of flu, and we don't even know about it.
There's
I mean,
so
it's like,
many.
I don't know why this is. Maybe this is because it's spreading all over. Maybe because more people are anxious.
It is. Yeah. It's
or maybe because they don't have a cure for it.
I think it's the cure. The fact that old people are dying. You know, older people are dying.
Uh-huh.
I think that's like if my grandmother got this virus, God forbid, like, she wouldn't survive it. Like that's, you know, that's almost guaranteed.
So your mom has been staying at home. She's
worried? My mom's on lockdown. She's on lockdown. She's
are
got
you serious?
The masks, the gloves, full night. Because my brother's got Down syndrome too. So his immune system is compromised. So for her, like, I get it. I understand. I wouldn't go out if I, you know, if there was enhanced risks. And that's the thing. That's the fear. The fear for me is not me getting sick. The fear for me is getting my wife sick, my son sick, like my grandmother, God forbid, or my father-in-law who has some medical issues. That's the fear. And I think when people understand that there are these precautions because we don't want this to get out of hand with the aging population, and I think that's the big key, there's not a medicine for it. There's no medicine for it.
Right.
You know,
it's going to take another year before they find something.
If that.
Just like when they did that, you know, the flu vaccine, which, you know, so funny. I've only taken the vaccination once and I was more sick that year when I took it. So I decided I will never get the flu vaccine. So whatever they're going to discover for this, I will never take it because I feel like my immune system is fine. And I think if you can keep your immune system healthy and do exercise, diet, and do all the right things to keep it strong, and I don't think that you should worry about it.
But on the same note, for those exercise freaks out there, you can kill your immune system by overtraining. That's a big mistake. Well, yeah. A lot of people.
I never overtrain. I can barely train.
No, but there are a lot of people that will overtrain. Right now at our gym, they have like something called calorie wars. So I see people in there 3-4 times a day. When you're going to the gym 3-4 times a day and you're exerting so much from your body naturally is going to be weaker. Your immune system is going to be weaker, and it's easier for you to get sick. Like 2 years ago, I was doing calorie wars, and I wound up in the hospital. I did 2 workouts on a Saturday, followed it by a Sunday doing 3 workouts, plus a sprint workout. And then Monday night, I did a workout in the morning. I was like, I'm not feeling well. I got to get out of here. Monday night, I'm in the hospital with a temperature of 39, hooked up to an IV, and just puking and everything. And it was just overexhaustion, and I got a stomach bug.
Yeah.
No one else in our family gets
sick. That's an extreme. And when you work out twice a day, honey.
But there are a lot of people that do that. When they go on the dieting binge or the craziness.
Crazy.
Binge. Look, I work out.
I can barely do 1 hour, which I haven't worked out for the last 2 weeks.
Ooh.
Oh my God. I've just been in this lazy mode. It happened all during the national holiday.
Because
we already had 1 week, and I had promised myself, because prior to that, I was feeling very burned out. And because I have 50 million jobs. So I decided I was going to become a TV.
Whose fault is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Why do I get myself into this? And I can't say no. More opportunities come and I just say yes. I really have to learn on trying to prioritize what I really like. But I like everything. Anyways, so I had told myself as a way of rewarding myself, since most people will be outside celebrating, which then it didn't happen. I told myself that Sunday was the last day of work and then the celebration started on Monday. I told myself that on Monday, I am not going to leave the house and I was just going to watch Netflix because I know this sounds weird to you. I never watch Netflix. I have a TV in my room that I haven't.
Should watch Pandemic on Netflix or Pandemic.
I was going to call you and tell you, give me more shows. I watched the 13 Reasons Why she killed herself. Remember that?
I didn't see that show?
I don't understand. It's like seasons. At first, I thought the first season
I watched. Did you watch The Witcher?
No, I wasn't watching anything, but now I'm taking suggestions.
All right, so you got to watch The Witcher. That's a great series.
The Witcher, can I see it with my son?
Yeah, he might have to cover his eyes on a few parts, but he'll be all right.
Okay.
All right. He's what, 13? 14?
15.
Oh, he's 15? Oh, he'll love it.
15 at the end. He's going to be 15 in 2 weeks.
Yeah. No, he'll be fine. Just a couple of parts he'd have to cover his eyes. That's about it. That's a good show. It takes 2 episodes to really kind of get into. How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, okay.
Hey, watch
How
that.
I know that one I like.
Seinfeld.
I have seen that.
If you want to go old school, Seinfeld.
Friends. No, I wanted something new. But why is everything now series? There's no good movies.
Because series is going to be the new movies, in my opinion. I think,
Why? Why? I was so disappointed, to be honest.
People are into it and they binge watch it. There's another one where it's people need to get into heaven. Forget the name of it. I'll send you the
people
name.
People need to get...
Yeah,
you send
it's
me
like
all
people
this?
Die and
Wait,
then they
yeah,
go
write
to this place.
Stuff.
It's like heaven. And you go there and it's like everything's the way you want it. Oh my God, I gotta find
you
this.
You gotta find, you gotta tell me.
Hold on. I gotta find the name right now.
It's called Paradise? What's it?
Paradise,
you
say? Yes, Paradise. Something like that. Is it Paradise? Are you Googling it?
I'm trying.
Net.
Because I was like, okay, so I watched 13 Reasons because somebody told me I should watch. Obviously, because I'm a psychologist, I needed to. I liked it. And then my son wanted to watch this, I don't know, something about, I don't like this or I don't want this. I don't know, something like that. Because I don't watch Netflix, I didn't realize everything was a series. So I was looking and I was looking on TV and the list and everything I picked, I'm like, great, this is going to be a great movie. And then I find out our series. I hate series.
Why?
I just want to watch an hour, 2 hour of a movie. What happened to those times?
I honestly enjoy series.
Yeah?
Yeah. I still do. I can't remember the name of that movie. Damn it. That's going
to
piss me off.
They go into paradise? All go to paradise? This is really great to know.
It's like they've all died. They get into heaven and this lady's in heaven and it's a series and nothing can go wrong. And then apparently she wasn't supposed to be there and everything goes wrong. It's just the weirdest series. Hey, watch the whole thing. I watched about half. It was good. It was funny. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay.
You know the guy from Cheers?
Yes.
The bartender
from
Cheers?
Yeah. What was his name in there? Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still, thank young. God. Come on.
I was like, because sometimes like you say things and like, especially my students, doc, that was very old. He's dead now. And I'm thinking, oh my, see, I don't watch. So anyways, my story. So I decided I was going to be a TV junkie where I'm just going to stay at home and I'm going to try it because you know me for so long and you know that I never stay home for nothing. And then at first it was okay. And then I was like starting to get bored. And then I feel like I became depressed. I was like, is this what my life is going to be? I eat, I sleep, I wake up, I eat again, and I watch TV. And then I was telling myself, now I understand how some of my clients are like this. They don't have an agenda. They don't have any goals. They don't have a job. And this is their life every day.
I don't know how they could do it.
I don't know how they could do it because I was starting to become depressed just a little bit. And then I wasn't motivated. And the more you sleep, the more you want to sleep.
The Good Place. It's called The
Good
Place. The Good
Place.
It's called
okay.
The Good Place. It's okay. Got Ted Danson. That's his name.
Oh, yeah. Ted. That's right.
Sorry.
That's right.
You got to watch The Good Place. It's actually a really good show. And Black Mirror. You'll enjoy
Black
Mirror.
I got to write all this stuff. Hold on a minute. The Good Place.
Yep.
Are these series though? I don't want series.
I don't watch movies anymore. There's the new...
But how do you catch up? How do you finish? See, to me, then once I watch one thing or two, then I want to finish it.
Do it every day. Watch one a day.
No, that's not... I don't have every day
The
now.
Good Place is a half an hour.
I don't have every... How many seasons?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Why do you have to have so many seasons?
Well, because, I mean, have you watched The Walking Dead?
Did I watch that or somebody told me about it?
The Walking Dead is by far my favorite like series ever.
Okay, wait. What can I write?
I totally believe in zombies,
okay,
by the way.
Walking... I don't like zombies. Walking
Why,
Dead?
Do you believe we're going to get invaded by zombies one day?
No, I don't care.
I think we will.
Okay, what, The Good Place? What else did you say?
The Good Place.
Uh-huh.
Black Mirror.
We got to get the audience to send us some more stuff. Black Mirror?
The Black Mirror, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Don't send me anything that's like not real.
No, I like some of them. Black Mirror's got some really good shows.
Hey, I was thinking about that show. Remember one time you told me about sociopaths?
Yes.
What was that called? Remember you were watching it and somebody else in my class mentioned it. One of the episodes you and I were talking about.
Yeah.
They interview sociopaths.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. I totally forgot the name of it.
Okay. Well, when you find it, let me know. So now you gave me some things to add more to my junkiness?
Yep.
So, but to be honest, I don't know how people do it. How do people just sit at home and do not? And now most of the people, like your mom, what is she doing all day at home?
I don't know.
I mean, that would make me depressed.
I feel bad for her because she's like...
She won't even go outside for a little bit because outdoors... And there was a... You know, that's another thing people don't understand. If you do things outdoor, it is better. Like, for example, in Lebanon. My best friend lives there, right?
Yeah.
She, of course, their school is closed also, but they do all online. And she does all these activities with her kids outside, right? Because they can do skiing, they can do climbing, they can do all this stuff. So they avoid indoor because the virus can be indoor. But when you're outdoor, coronavirus doesn't have anything to do with it. And most people are forgetting that. Like, maybe you should take a walk. Maybe you should go outside and do something. Don't go in and don't go to a big, any big...
I had my kid in the gym with me all day today.
You did?
Yeah, well, I had to go to the gym.
I know. Isn't he bored?
Well, no. He
but there's not a lot of people, are there?
No. It was pretty empty. The nanny was with him, so she kept wiping his hands with Dettol wipes, so that was good. And I needed him to move. The kid's got so much energy. Like,
no, they're going to be bored. You should see. I mean, you're wondering why on my phone?
No, DJ was bouncing off the walls. He was doing chin-ups, bar muscle-ups.
Yes,
not
exactly.
Not bar muscle-ups, but chin-ups and whatever else. And he was in
but
the
everyone is so scared.
Games.
But my kids are driving me crazy. And now you're saying they're going to give us 2 more weeks. I mean, my kids are great kids, to be honest. Not because they're my kids. They get up in the morning. They try to do some homework, whatever they can find. They entertain themselves. But poor kids, it's like they are home all the time. When I'm working, because they're not allowed to go here. And I let them go outside in our complex. They need to have a breather.
100%.
I take them for a drive. And today I was planning a play date with my daughter. One of the moms, very easy. I mean, they're both wonderful people, but it's like, you know, one of them is like, she didn't even question it because I was going to take them to the mall. I mean, what else can we do?
Yeah.
And then it's like, the girls can't just come to my house and then they'll be bored. And then the other one is like, wait, I got to ask. I got to do this. Like nowadays, people don't even want to get together. And so the kids are feeling bad because they're not seeing their friends.
Yeah.
Unless you've got a chalet or you've got something that, you know, a way that you can be in open space. The rest of us are stuck with our kids, so much energy and not enough exercising. I mean, my kids do skating, right?
Yeah.
Well, their skating place has been closed for the last 2 weeks. Why? How is the virus going to go and you know, how is that going to affect them if they're just skating by themselves and there's no contact with other people?
No, you're right. So as we wrap up,
what
are your closing thoughts?
I think
on the batshit virus.
Look, there are two things, really. I think people need to understand that you can't control the future. As I said, please get your information from the right sources. Stop taking all these online people sending you this and eat garlic and drink this. I don't know if this shit is going to work
or
not.
Eat bats.
But the idea of, like, you know, wait till the... our government is really doing a great job. Ministry of Health has, like, really quarantined the right people. They've stopped all this. So already, the government is doing all the work for us. We don't need to think about anything more. Wash your hands. Don't touch your face. Don't touch your face. I mean, how many times do I have to tell you that? And this is really... Well, you touch your nose. How disgusting.
I'm not picking my nose. I'm just rubbing
my nose. But the idea is that I want people to understand.
My hands are clean, by the way.
Our fears are exaggerated, you know?
Yeah.
We're trying to control many things and we can't. And most of the fears are from what? They're unrealistic exaggeration of our head. So don't think about what's happening. Take care of yourself. But to block yourself at home and not even breathe a little bit outside is not going to kill you. And remember, you know, everybody is going through the same thing. So it's not like it's a problem only for Kuwait. It's a worldwide problem. And whatever the solution is, we're all going to benefit. So the idea is, and to sit there scared and to make your kids feel scared. But then the other thing I was telling you, in a way, I was happy that this is happening, that we don't have work. I'm spending more time with my kids. I'm doing more activities. I've become very creative as a mom. I've made my kids clean the house with me. I mean, they don't see me that much. And because of coronavirus, it has brought us closer. You know, we talk about different things. I do a lot of things in the house now. Even my photo shooting for the TV, I do it in the house.
I noticed that. You were doing something. You were in the kitchen and everything.
Because you know what? Now I got used to, like, I really want to be at home. I really want to be at the...
Talk a little Arabic for me, Dr. D. Come on, give us something in Arabic. Come on, give us something.
Al-istiraha.
Or was it
esterhi? Esterhi.
I loved it.
But sometimes when I speak in Arabic, I feel like I have to, I was telling the director, I have to do it slower. Like, you know how when you learn a new language,
I feel like people can't understand it. Kuwaiti, al-Iraqi, al-Lebanani, al-Suri, al-kul shay.
وتعرف شلون? Everybody thinks I'm Lebanese. Madri. لما يجون الكلينيك, oftentimes they make references that I'm يعني مثلا, but they always make references I'm Lebanese. Like they'll say, إيه بس مو مثلكم انتو في لبنان. This is what they say. And then I'm like, I'm not Lebanese. Constantly people make derogatory comments. يعني احنا مو حريين مثل
اللبنانيين. Yeah, I know what you mean. All right.
So DJ's calling.
Wait, hold on. I got to give my little piece of advice before we wrap up here. And it is, all right, everybody, buy all the toilet paper you can. Get all the coffee you can. Get
we don't need toilet paper.
Lock yourself down in your house. No, I'm just joking. Just
don't
be smart.
Plug. Be smart. And live your life normally. Go back to your routine.
Yeah.
The more your routine, the more normalize your life.
100%.
That's true. Well, thanks.
Thanks for listening to this episode. If you enjoyed it, please head over to iTunes to subscribe, rate, and leave a review. You can also find us on Instagram @ The Project Kuwait. Thank you, and join us next time.